Second podcast. Today we're going to talk about apps. This is Bo, Zoya, Nicole, and we're going to talk about lots of apps. First, we're going to be talking about picture apps. Two very, very popular picture apps are Instagram and Tumblr. Instagram and Tumblr are very, very similar, although Instagram is more of a personal site, and Tumblr is more like just reblogging pictures that you really like.
On Tumblr, you can make your own blog, and it's the way you want it. You can design it.
And on Instagram, you can be really creative, and you can see what your friends post, and you can have followers, and you can follow people, and you can just share pictures.
PicCollage is also a very, very good app. It's used to make really creative and nice collages of pictures. You can use any pictures you want. Just select it, and it'll make it by yourself.
And on PicCollage, if you have internet, you can see other people's collages, and if you want, you can even edit them so you can make them your own. On Photo Booth, you can take lots and lots and lots of pictures with your friends.
You can use these pictures as memories. I really, really like Photo Booth because there are lots of fun effects.
My favorite effect is the chipmunk one because, yeah.
I like the space alien.
You can deform your face, you can make your eyes big, you can put backgrounds, and you can be in them. It looks so real.
And they're just really funny.
Snapchat is also another picture application, and it is used to send pictures to your friends directly, and you choose the specific time amount that you want your friends to see it. And once your friend clicks the picture, they only have that time to look at it.
And when you send pictures to your friends, and if they screenshot it,
Snapchat will tell you if they did, so you can go back to your friend and tell them off for doing that.
And it's also really internet required. And when you take pictures of yourself, you can draw on yourself and add like text.
Two very popular social apps are
Twitter and Facebook. Like, you can put pictures of yourself or pictures of other stuff, and you can like just tweet stuff that you like. People can follow you if they really like what you're tweeting, and you can follow your favorite celebrities, and you can just type whatever you like, and you can also just follow random stuff like posts, funny posts, or just picture posts.
You can also just be yourself with Twitter. Facebook is also very, very famous.
It's where you can keep in touch with your friends, families, and every loved ones. It's where you can post all your pictures and comments, and yeah. And if you want, you can keep it on private so no one can see your pictures and like.
Okay, well, Skype is also really, really good app. It's used to video chat with lots of people all around the world, and like with your family and friends.
It requires internet and it's free. You can chat, you can even write to each other, you can do lots of fun things. And you can also have a chat with multiple people.
Although you can't have a video chat when you have multiple people.
And you can also share your screen so people see what you're looking at on the internet.
Now another app, YouTube. You can watch lots of funny videos, and it doesn't really necessarily have to be an app. You can also search it up in the internet. It's where you can watch lots of videos. It can be funny, it can be tutorial, and you can make an account yourself, and it's free to make an account, and you can download lots of videos. And if you're really famous, apparently if you get commercials, they pay you, because you're giving people entertainment and so they can go on YouTube. And you can watch lots of famous videos like cute baby laughs and many things like that. And you can listen to the latest music videos.
Well, now we're going to talk about some of the really, really fun games that we would like to play whenever we're bored.
So one of them is Subway Surfers. It's a game, and it's quite popular, and it's just like Temple Run. You just run, and you have to control them, and you can fly sometimes and get powers and upgrade your characters. And every month, you get like new upgrades, and you can go to new places. It's really fun to play for kids or teens, even older people.
And you can also collect as many coins as you want. Angry Birds is also another game.
It's a game, it's a strategic game where you throw birds at these like boxes and buildings to free the other birds. Sometimes you have to pay for the game, but sometimes in a limited offer they're free. Kind of difficult in a way, but sometimes it's really easy. And you can unlock new birds and collect coins so you can get power-ups.
Minecraft is a very, very famous game. And it's pixeled game, and it's mostly for boys. Minecraft is made so you can build like houses and stuff.
You can also play with other people and play survival games.
You can play creative or survival, and all the buildings you can make, and like in all the worlds, you can save them, so you can always do them later. Unless it's free, if it's free, it just automatically logs you out. But if it's paid, you can save them. Now, to another game, Cut the Rope. It's a game, it can be free or paid. It's a strategic game where you have to put the candy in the monster's mouth. It's like a green little
monster.
And
there are lots of levels, and every time you maybe update them, more levels come. And it's really fun to play.
Okay, well, getting back to all these picture apps, there are lots of them. And Panorama is also a very, very good one. It's technically like a camera, but you take long pictures. Like, for example, the Burj Khalifa. You can take a picture of the from bottom to top, and it puts it all into one picture, and it looks really good. Another app is also Pudding Cam.
Pudding Cam is free, has lots of great effects, many effects, and different cameras. But I mean different cameras. It's like it has fish lens and many different types.
Script Calculator is a very, very, very good app.
Script Calculator is when you have complicated math problems like fractions, scientific notations, and you don't know how to do them exactly. Well, you can just draw them on to the calculator, and then on the Script Calculator, and then it'll automatically do it to you, so it can help you with some things like math.
4 Picks in 1 Word is also a very famous game. It's a game that you just have 4 pictures and some words and some letters, and and you have to describe all the 4 pictures in 1 word. It's really, really cool, and you can't skip levels or go back to any level. Another game is Plants vs. Zombies.
It's very strategic, and you have to kill all the zombies with the plants you have, and you keep unlocking new plants every time you get to a new level. You have to pay for it.
Cadwong is also a very good app. It's really fun, and you can make fun of your friends while taking a picture of your friends and putting cat faces and any cat effects on it. And it could be really funny sometimes.
Virus vs. Virus is a really fun multiplayer game. I don't think it's very popular. It's when you play against your opponent, which is your friend most probably. There's lots of different types of games, and it can be paid or free. The paid version has all the games. The free version has some of the games.
Well, this was our podcast for this week. Thanks for tuning in again.
Bye.